time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. But when you talk about religions or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta or basketball wife. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but to unite all people. And the topic of the show today is brotherhood justice. We're going to come from the scripture of Micah 6:8. Right along with that, we're going to go to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask for you to help us to let go all the hurt and the pain. If we just can't let it go, help us to change how we react to what happened to us in our past. And let us know that the only thing required from us is love. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Other day, about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, "You're supposed to be a man of the cloth." See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. Won't throw you away after you've done wrong. But I don't think you understand that you won't and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God didn't give up on me. When I gave up,
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power, but just for that kind. Yeah. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conscious. Don't be caught up singing thongs. No, read up on your words too, and don't be focused on songs. Yeah. Go ahead, yeah. I get a little praise. Yeah. Pay attention, yeah. Start repeating, yeah. It's the end, yeah, of days. Yeah. Get down, yeah, on your knees, let, yeah, him know that he's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. Hey. Go ahead, I get a little. start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Jesus came and died for the homies. Got enough blood for you and also for your homies. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it, life told me. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bold. Set the back, things from the devil, that's what he owes. Me like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Check me out, go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. Omega the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater. So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. He can hate all he want, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do, working in the hospital? Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry, he can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best unto the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Give Him Praise. And before then, you heard God Didn't Give Up on Me. And the topic of the show today is Brotherhood of Justice. And the scripture that we will be coming from is Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. And it reads, Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. He has told you, O earthly man, what is good, and what is God asking back from you, but to exercise justice, and to love kindness, and to be modest, and walk with your God. No real peace has eluded us to think realistic. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help. No, give yourself time to push forward, to turn your pain to love. You will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. You must search your mind so you can find your heart. See, hope don't require no explanation. You must imprison anything that contradicts your potentials. See, fear is here to fulfill your emptiness, not your need. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. It starts with self-commitment and how to put strength into your confidence. Only then you are able to outrun any bad situation in life. You know, become dissatisfied with yourself. start contemplating why I betrayed my confidence and become displeased with your destination, because only you can add a step in the walk of life. Now, become unsatisfied and letting limitation have its way with your decision. See, it only hinders you from receiving your blessing. See, if you must fight, fight for a better you. See, when you fight for something, you fight with love. Those be the goals you achieve, activities you dare let life take away from your dream. Not because the one you admired the most didn't see your cry for attention and waiting for their validation to give you the okay to love yourself, proud of yourself. Instead, they took the strength out of your character and pleasure their own weakness. Now, I like to stroll through Facebook and find something that been posted to touch my heart, so I can see that there are people do still have a heart. You know, I ran across this video that was a man playing with this little boy, acting like he was trying to take his brother and sister away from his care. There was three kids, and the age of the kids looked to be something like 1, 2, and 3. I guess they were somewhere over in Africa, and the people were speaking in African tongues. They was living in this village. It was very small and beat down. The oldest of the three kids was a boy, and he was about three years old. And how the video come on, the oldest child is walking the younger boy across the street, and the younger boy doesn't have no pampers on or no shorts. And I heard another child crying, and I seen this man grabbing this little girl and acting like he about to take her away. And the little girl just cried out and screamed loud as she can. And the oldest child ran over to the man and grabbed his leg and tried to stop him from taking his little sister. The little boy would not give up. He would start trying to pull his little sister away from this man. This little boy was relentless and determined to protect his sister without any fear for himself. Now, the guy is only playing with this little boy to make him fight with him to try to stop him from taking his sister. Now, after a while, the man let go of the girl, and so the oldest boy started walking his little sister back towards their home, thinking that all this is over with. Then the man run towards his little brother, and the oldest boy run to help his brother out. Now the man see this little three-year-old is determined to save his family, no matter what it takes. So the man keep antagonizing the little boy by running back and forward, grabbing one at a time, knowing the boy can't protect both at the same time. So he grabbed the little girl. The boy would run to his sister and try to save her. And then the man would run to his little brother and keep him this up for a couple minutes. But the little boy never quit trying to stop this man from taking his brother and sister away from his care. Now, as the man stopped, the three-year-old take his brother and sister by the hand and take them inside of the house. And he came back outside with a rock in his hand and threw it at the man. Now the man see that the house was unattended. So now the man ran towards the house acting like he's about to take his brother and sister away from his care. So the little boy ran straight behind the man as fast as he could just to stop. The little boy went back in the house and came out with a stick and walked up on the man with the stick drawn back and letting the man know, don't come back. Now, that's how our brother needs to be. He gave everything to protect his family. This little boy had all my respect. Sir, need to be commendable to us all, to show us how we need to be determined not to be so easy to give up or quit fighting for our family because they have got on drugs or alcohol or been disrespectful or got pregnant. Keep fighting like this 3-year-old, knowing that they need some help and willing to grab their hands and try to pull them away from whatever got a hold on them. Just like the man had this little brother, this little boy, brother and sister. You know, whose promise can you trust? Be proud who you are, just like your 3-year-old. How you fulfill all that your heart yearned to do. How the worst moment or the worst day of your life became your determination to eliminate the dissatisfaction of the spirit. See, you must imprison anything that contradicts your potential. You must adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. We must stop and embrace in confidence instead of a silence to deliver us from the tendency to engage in a battle of something positive that forbids us to see our dreams clearly. The first stand I stood. So you must tell yourself, I have been able to keep a consistent balance throughout the years, and a wide array of opportunities driven me to combine fear and love to achieve the qualification to increase the ability to successfully position the mind as a key. See, confidence is the gateway to move precisely to recover the type of effort that will bring understanding. The critical impact wants to deepen the critical impact. And once to deepen confidence, you will discover diversification hosts your pain that shields you from reaching your dreams. See, people will try to force their pain in your life. The key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinion of you. So you must have a conference with love and fear. Include a high-level overview that focuses on emerging a large demand to learn about every aspect of realistic expectations. Because we need to stop letting our feelings control our actions. See, life longs for itself. Love comes through you, but not from you. Life left an inescapable, ugly scar on your emotions. See, that's why that would not go away. So it could have been that you were molested as a child, you was raped, physically abused or mentally abused or beat on a lot as you was a child. But instead of being angry with God, I want to say thanks for taking your hands off my circumstances. And letting people see sometime in your life, we're going to have to learn how to hold up our head and deal with life. Use this as an illustration how we need to hold our head up when people let you down in life. By cheating on you with your best friend and telling lies on you or on your job about you and get you fired. You know, people are going to make promises and would like the power to carry them out. Now, stop holding people accountable for your deeply grieved, damaged heart. You know, embrace a transforming attitude of what might weigh you down so you can grow and prevail in life. The Lord will set you on a great journey looking forward to tomorrow only if you unleash your pain. So let's take down the division line between ourselves and stop blaming each other for what's going wrong in our life. Let's work together to understand one another and talk things out before you make a decision without looking at the consequences of your action. Do not hold yourself to discouragement of the heart. Free that guilt. See, that will overthrow your strength. And what will help you to outrun any bad situation. See, self-examination must take place in your mind and heart and focus on your boldness, awareness, is of the urgency behalf of your soul. So you need to persist and be forceful to engage in a meaningful, powerful impact to master the skill in handling everyday problems. Now take charge of your life and choose your present upon this world. That reaffirms reality, separate emotions. When things begin to change, that when people will become a threat to your confidence, only then you are rendered a stable place in life. Love knows not its own depths until the hour comes of separation. So your kids may strive to be like you, but seek not to make them like you, but better than you. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. If it's not fulfilled, the silence of echoes of regrets torment the love that was not received upon a tender ear. Obviously, we jeopardize our reputation acquainting ourselves with conversation, not upbuilding, around your kids. When they go to school and display that bad language that you thought was cute, that's got him or her suspended from school. Now, they don't understand love because it's insinuating there's no help. It's pointless. Now the condition becomes distressing to them. So their hope and aspiration begin to hold them back from doing good. So your kid consideration deserves your most careful attention you have, because their role model is the parents. That's who they need to show their greatness to, is you. And so they work so hard to impress you. But there was no one to see their glory. You know, seek to please God, not man. Stop measuring yourself against other people. Avoid becoming paralyzed with fear. Hold fast to what is fine. Be determined to please God. Self-doubt, where does danger lurks. Seeing who we are admit injuries to self-esteem. To demonstrate the depth of your loyalty, for you going the second mile, you firmly establish we are not immune to self-examination. Because this distraction will never live to die. And self-control makes you remember the dramatic impact God makes you recall. He shall neither desert you nor leave the overwhelming task. But sometimes we ask, when can I see my storm die? And God tells us we cannot succeed on our own. You have to stop being afraid and engage what distracts us from fear. You abandon steadiness and strength and self-control. Your doubts are growing. This system is too complex. You will need to be courageous to survive. And my spirit is what you need. So you didn't fail because you didn't produce what you want at that moment. You have to keep pushing until you get your results. You must have patience and the will to keep going. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. People will hate you, shake you, and break you. But how strong you stand is what makes you. See, there's winners and losers. Winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible. And see the game and see the possibilities and make it happen. Losers say it may be possible, but it's too difficult. And see the problem and let it happen. Weakness is a choice. Nobody cares about your excuse. And nobody will pity you or your procrastination. See, nobody is going to cuddle you because you are lazy. It's your butt, you move it. Motivation is what gets you started. Good habits is what keeps you going. See, strength does not come from you winning your struggles. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that is strength. I'm thinking about the meaning of pain. Pain is personal. It really belongs to the one that's feeling it, and probably the only thing that is their own. If you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. See, the walls in your life is there for protection, claim to love you. But the people using sly promises and insincere expression of affection to devour someone. Empowerment is the key to handling assault of destruction. The man on top of the hill is not as hungry as the man climbing the hill. There are so many people who live in a dream world, and there are some who face reality. And then there are those who turn one into the other. It's not the knockdowns that define us. Reaching your goals doesn't prove what you're made of. Not quitting when you get discouraged along the way. While one person is hesitating because he feels inferior, the other is busy making mistakes and becoming superior. A great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. If it is important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. Suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. The God makes you recall, he shall neither leave you nor desert you, nor leave the overwhelming task. But sometimes we ask, we cannot see my storm there. And God tells us we can't succeed on our own. You have to stop being afraid and engage what distracts us from fear. You abandon steadiness and strength and self-control, so your doubts are growing. The system is too complex. You will need to be courageous to survive, and my spirit is what you need. Be proud of who you are, how you fulfill all that your heart yearns to do, and how the worst moment or the worst day of your life became your determination to eliminate the satisfaction of the spirit. You must imprison anything that contradicts your potentials. You must adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. Avoid distraction. Unpleasant experiences is unable to measure up to love. Keep your sense in all things. Display goodness. Receive it in a kind manner. Become all things. Eliminate dissatisfaction of the spirit. The key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinion of you. Encouragement must be between your heart and mind. And only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. See, fear is here to fulfill your emptiness, not your need. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. It starts with self-commitment and how to put strength into your confidence. And only then you are able to outrun any bad situation in life. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. Weakness is a choice. Stop trying to run away from yourself because you cannot. You must work on yourself and monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. Most of your pain is self-chosen. See, knowing your purpose, kill that word but. But is a dream killer, is an argument for your limitation and an excuse to keep your argument. Master your skill of handling life obstacles that robbing you from your joy. See, procrastinating is the killer of time. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. You must have two hearts, one for the old you and one for the new you. Getting unstuck makes the mark how you have the power to change your life. By unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you, not what was did to you. Stop holding people accountable for your deeply grieved, damaged heart. When people told you you're not good enough, you don't belong here, and you can't do it. Embrace a transforming attitude of what might weigh you down so you can grow and prevail in life. But instead, let it set you on a great journey looking for tomorrow unanswered questions. And think about Michael, chapter 6 and verse 8, when it says, he has told you, O earthly man, what is good and what is God asking back from you, but to exercise justice, and to love kindness, and to be modest, and walk with your God. And that's what we need to do for the brotherhood of justice. Now, right now, we at Hip Hop National Radio, we at start a new segment. It's called Honor Roll. It's to recognize the young kids for the hard work that they're doing in school. So we need you to send in some kids' names and numbers in the school that they tend to, so that we can give them a shout out, so that we're really thinking about their future in life and how we would like to recognize their accomplishments and the things that they achieve in school, and that they is not overlooked. So we need people to call in and people to send in text some kid, their kid's name and the school that they attend to, so we can give them a shout out. That's a new segment that we had started on Hip Hop National Radio. We're looking forward to hearing about your child. But we accept all genre of music, gospel, hip hop, pop rock, country, and et cetera. We are hip hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you is to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. You'll upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And if you would like to call in and participate with the show, only thing you got to do is call 213-559-2995 and press number 1 to get to indicate that you would like to have something to say about the topic. I have a young man that I'm mentoring to. His name is Jeremiah Osberry. And this young man that I've been trying to mentor for a while, for about 2 months. I met this young man. I met him in the mechanic shop, and he was hanging around some older guys and just listening to what they was talking about. And I asked the young man, I said, what would you like to do in the future, young man? He said, I would like to open up me a shop one day. And as this young man was talking to me, he sounded very convincing that one day he will accomplish this. And I said to myself, if only he had somebody there to be in his corner, to mentor to him, to help him to keep this dream alive. So what I started doing was, I knew I can't mentor to a whole lot of kids, so I decided to take just one child and take time out and spend with this child. So from time to time, I call this young man and I speak to him and I ask him how he's doing, what he's doing in school. I go by his house and I help him out finance with some of the things, activities that he be doing in school. I think he's a water boy and equipment manager on the basketball team, so he needs a little extra money. His father's not in his life, and only parent that he have is his mother. And his 8 more siblings also in the household. So what I do, I go by there every day, and every other day, call, and I check up on this young man and see how he's doing in school, and I talk to his mother and ask her, you know, is he being, you know, a nice young man. The young man is about 11 years old. And so I go by there, and I take him a couple dollars by there every now and then, you know. And I take him for a ride and talk to him and try to let him know that, you know, I will be there much as I can to help him, to support him when he needs to be supported. But I also explain to him, I say, I have a couple things that I'm doing in life. I be busy a lot, but I will spend some time with you. I may not spend a lot of time with you, but I will spend some time with you. And so I've been trying to keep up with my words, my promise that I made to the young man. So I call him time to time, and I go by the house, and we sit down and we talk about what's going on in school. And sometimes I let the young man drive my car around in the yard a little bit, just move it back and forth, just make him feel good. And I do things like that with this young man. So I decided just to get one person and spend my time with this one person. Teach one. Just teach one. And that's only thing you can do sometimes is reach out just to that one child and give your time to that one child. And that's what we need to do out here. Us men, we need to take time out and just spend time. Just pick one child out. It can be your nephew, your niece. It can be your neighbor's son, whoever. Just take time out and spend with them. And let them know that you do care about them. And that you will always be there. So, I have, if anybody is out there on the line or something that you would like to add on to the topic of the show, your line is open up. And I think I have 954-304. Are you there online?
Yeah, I'm here. This is Aria again.
Okay, hey, how you doing, Aria?
Fine. I was listening to your message, you know. I think it's important to, you know, give kids your attention and things like that, because sometimes, like, the parents don't tell them the things that they need to know, you know. So it's very important to also, like, give kids attention. That's how I feel. Because you never know what they haven't learned from their parents. You know, maybe their parents get something that they should have told them, you know. So it's very important to also be a good role for kids, whether or not you're their parent or not.
Yeah, that is very true.
And also I want to say, I was reading the topic and things like that, and I do agree. Basically, we should always walk in justice, and it's going to be kind of hard, but as long as you're trying, then it gets easier and easier and easier, you know? After you win a battle and you go on to, it's like you go on to the next one, and it's like you already know, so it's like you're already prepared. So you just need to, you need to stand firm and stay doing good and doing what's right, and then, you know, everything gets easier. So that's how I feel about the topic.
Man, that is true. You know, each battle that we face in life, it teaches us and gets us to the next level. You have to learn from your mistakes in life. You got to take what you haven't learned and use it in the next battle that you will face in your life, the next challenge, the next obstacle in your life. I think that would happen to a lot of people in life. Some people don't learn from their mistakes, and that would cause them to keep falling in the same hole or keep digging the same hole. But you made a great point when you said, as a child growing up, the parent was not a good parent to teach the kid correctly the things they need to know about life. And that come back to the point of somebody may not talk them right in life, so they can only teach what they can. And you have a lot of young parents raising kids, and they have not yet reached their full potential of adulthood.
Yeah.
But they're still kids themselves, so that's why a lot of kids is so confused now, because they cannot get good instructions. They wasn't taught right in life, and then they go through life wondering, what did they do wrong?
Yeah.
Most kids, I think only people that need validation in their life is kids, because they're in the learning process. They doesn't know right and wrong. And I think majority of kids is the main ones that need validation, because it's very important as they growing up in life to learn about life. And to teach them how to walk with, you know, to walk with God. What you about to say?
I was going to say, you know, I was talking to someone, I was telling them that basically, like, when you're a Christian, it's like you have God with you, and then you also have angels that God appointed to you. So it's like you don't really need to worry about, you know, making friends. It's like that's basically your group. And those that aren't Christians or those that are not doing what's good or walking in justice, you know, they don't have the group that you have. So they basically have, you know, the devil, which is their friend. And, well, I wouldn't say friend. Basically, the devil, which is trying to destroy them, you know. So it's like even though you may not see angels beside the person or behind them, or you may not see, you know, God over their head, you know, or you know you don't see it, but really, they're really standing beside you. So in any case that you may have, it's like you have people around you that you can't even see. You know, so it's like. The ones that don't have God on their side and they have the devil, devil's going to destroy them. So it's very important to also, you know, I'm just making a point to say that it's very important to do what's right so that God can be on your side.
Yeah, that's true because, you know, when you participate in action or activity that are not loving towards you, you're helping them to do the things that hurt you. And that is not a loving thing to do. In life, and we so many people do exactly what you just said. They doesn't really they hang around certain people and friends because that's what they participate with. It doesn't really have anybody strong in their niche to help them, to guide them in life. You know, it's very easy to overlook things that eat away at your sense of self. And I think that's what a lot of people do. It's a lot of things.
Yeah.
They overlook things that eat away at your sense of self. And that's the biggest problem that people. Go ahead.
Correct. Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, because I was just thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, like people don't really like know, like God has an army, and He has a big army. You know, on his side. And if you have, like, God's army around you, it's like, you got a picture like this, like, it's you and there's, like, a line of people on both of your sides. So it's like, no matter, like, what you may be going through, like, you got, like, the whole group on your side. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that person who may not like you or whatever, they don't have anybody but the devil. And the devil wants to destroy them. The devil is just playing a game, saying, okay, you can stay with, you know, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be your friend, you know, forever, whatever. And then all of a sudden the devil, you know, it's like he tries to destroy you.
Yeah, because, you know, we may change, but he does not change.
But God is
love. Exactly. Love never changes. Love never changes. And the question we need to ask is, will you be available to love? And I think that's when most people get so twisted in life and stuff. They don't want to be available for love because they've been so much hatred been taught to them, or so much hate been implanted in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so hard for them to accept love, or to be in a loving environment.
I think exactly. I think it is very hard for them to, you know, do what's right when they're in an environment that is so negative. Like even right now, as we're talking, you know, it's like everything has been a lot more like it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Like even at school. Wherever you go to, people curse. People like to, be negative and things like that. So, like we're facing a time where we really need to know the Bible, and we really need to have the Word like planted in our brain. Or else you're gonna be weak, you know. And the only way you can be strong is if the Holy Spirit's in you, and He makes you strong because He made you. So it's very important for, like, you know, the sinners. I feel like they need us more than anything. Like, they need us, those that are Christians, because they don't have anyone else to tell them. And especially when the devil is trying to fight hard, trying to destroy everybody, it's like they need us, the people that go to church, they need us the most, you know, so that they can, you know, survive, so that they can know the truth and the real truth.
Yeah, you said the key word,
because,
real truth.
Because there is going to be a time when God is going to be coming, and he's going to be the time of rapture, where he's going to be, you know, taking all his people with him, you know. And I feel like the time is coming soon, because everybody is starting to know about God. You know, there's crosses on clothes, things like that. So it's like, you know, time is ticking.
Yeah, you know, we live in the last day. That was Matthew 24, speaking of the last thing that's going to take place in the time.
Things are going to get harder. Exactly. Things are going to get harder. We're going to see different things. So it's very important that we remind ourselves to always do what's good, always think good, and always, you know, think positive. Don't ever judge anyone, and stay in the light of God's Holy Spirit around us, and practice doing good.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, you got to be in a good environment, because just like this, whatever you think about all day long, that's what you're going to do. Say, for instance, if you think about, say, most kids, if you think about stealing something all day long, and once that opportunity presents itself, that's the first thing you're going to do is steal something. If you're thinking about doing something good all day long, once the opportunity presents itself, you're going to do something good. It's whatever thoughts that you feed the most. If you feed hate more in your life all day long, you're going to do something hateful or hurtful towards someone. If you think about love and practicing brotherhood or justice, you're going to do something good towards somebody else. And that's the problem that we need to recognize. And you brought a good point.
You're going to get used to it. You're going to want to do, you know, but basically it's the Holy Spirit in you that's going to make you want to show love towards other people. People that don't have the Holy Spirit within them, it's like, what's love? You know, it's
in them, but it's smothered so much and suppressed so deep down within them, barely can breathe. It takes so much to bring it out of them. Because we all have a little piece of God in us, but it's so suppressed, so deep down in our soul, we don't know how to bring it out. And some people in their life been taught so much hate, have been treated so bad in their life, in the process. Whenever they think about doing something good, the joy suppressed them. I mean, the hate suppressed them, would not allow them to do good, because their subconscious mind been beat on so much about from other people in their life training them the wrong way to grow up, not explaining things to them right and correctly. You know, somebody can grow up being a child too much in life. If you're spanking a child all the time and never explaining to him what is he doing wrong, he's going to be confused in life.
Yeah.
You got so many cruel.
Yeah, I want to back up a little. When you said that we all have the Holy Spirit within us. I was talking about, you know, the sinners, because the sinners don't have the Holy Spirit. You know, remember when Jesus died on the cross, he said that he was going to put the Holy Spirit, you know, on earth, and, you know, that's, you know, but basically
yeah,
that comes
once
from
he,
once you believe
once,
in God.
Yeah, once he died for everybody.
Yeah.
He died for everybody's sins. He took that away. So he put that spark within everybody. He gave everybody that chance and opportunity. He put the Holy Spirit in everybody. That
so you're saying the Holy Spirit is in everyone, even those who don't believe in God, atheists, everyone?
Well, it's deep down in him, because eventually you hear some stories about this person did not believe in God and something took place in any switch. His mind thinking, he started believing. That's just like Paul. Paul was a crucified anybody that thought about God, the real, true God, until God came to him. Paul killed, murdered a lot of people, sent people to prison. That's what he was on the road to Damascus to do, is to kill people and everything. But God saw favor in him and changed his ways. And so he changed his name from Saul to Paul. Then Paul become a true soldier for God. If the Holy if the Holy Spirit really wasn't upon him, within him, but it was so suppressed, so deep within him, he didn't know which spirit was he listening to, because you got so many spirits within us.
No, I understand what you mean, but I gotta say this, like the Holy Spirit. I believe that the Holy Spirit is like a room. It's like the Holy Spirit is not gonna be in someone's body if there's other negative spirits within them, especially when they don't believe in God. How can the Holy Spirit be there? I believe that the Holy Spirit will come like around you, like even in church, and then you witness somebody going up to the altar to confess that they believe in God. But I don't believe that a person is born, you know, out of their mother's womb with the Holy Spirit in their body, you know. I believe God, because that's not what I've been taught. Like, I believe that, you know, God makes you, and then once you let God in your heart, you become a new man. And then the Holy Spirit dwells within you.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure, because I don't want to, like, there to be any confusion or whoever's listening.
Okay.
I think I understand what you're saying, but because it's like, of course, God loves everyone. The Holy Spirit is within everyone's temple, everyone's body. But
God desires everybody to live.
Yes, correct.
A holy life. Give everybody the opportunity to live a holy life. Let me ask you a question. Whenever you meet somebody and you say, I can feel their spirit, you know what I mean?
That's a spirit of discernment that we have as a Christian to know.
Yeah, that's right. So you know which spirit within them. And sometimes you get confused with the spirit that they present themselves with. They can be acting like they are holy and really not holy, because they know, they really recognize, people know what is good and what is bad. But it's what been taught to them, what they believe in, and their belief system. This is sort of a great question that you asked. And I really would like to just go and get some scriptures, but I don't think time don't allow us to do this. But I would like to
I know there's a scripture in the Bible that says how the wicked man doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. You know, before Jesus died on the cross for our sins, you know, there's something in the Bible that said how, like, you know, people they didn't really know what was right and wrong because there's too much sin in the world. And it's just like speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit, when you have the Holy Spirit within you, you get the gift of speaking in tongues. And that comes from being, like, a Christian, a believer. You have to let God in when you pray. Just like when they say at church, you know, who's ready to let, you know, God in? Who's ready? So it's like,
See, I think most pain in people's life is self-chosen. And you know, God give everybody the opportunity to receive His Spirit. The Spirit is within. The Spirit is there. God gave you the opportunity and the opportunity to tap into that Spirit, and that Spirit is love. Everybody have a tap of love somewhere in them. So love is really that whole Spirit. So once you tap into love, it's kind of a deep subject, and I kind of ain't got too much time to get into it like that, but if not, if time run out, we will be to be continued next week. But love
is God's greatest quality. If anybody have a tap or a drop of love within them, the Holy Spirit dwells there. But you bring it out to make it blossom, to make it flourish. We got so many things in life that are suppressing our joy. Every time you turn around on life, you see so many different things that goes on in the world. So you can't make discernment about which spirit is what now. There's so many people that are giving up in life and stop trying to recognize that God has love in his heart for everybody. Because God's main goal is he wants everyone to be able to have everlasting life. So that's the greatest quality that he has. But for some of us don't fall short. It's not because the Holy Spirit was not in them. It's that they didn't recognize and submit. The biggest word is submit. And that's all through the Bible that God tells you got to submit to his authority. Once you submit to it, then the Holy Spirit will flourish and overrun. Then your pathway will be straight. So, but like I said, it's a lot of it's a deep subject. But I don't have really time to go to the scriptures. But next week I'm gonna get to some scriptures to back up what I'm saying, so that I can go over there with you. Because I just don't want to say what I'm saying without a scripture to back up what I'm saying. And I really like to take time out to give you a Bible study, or something like that.
I was trying to remember some of the scriptures, that I know, but I'm just making sure that, but then again, if it is, then I guess I learned something, but I don't, the way I've been taught
that's what you was taught, see, what I'm going to do, see, like I said, I'm going to have to take you to the scriptures, and I want to take my time and explain this to you from step by step. I just don't want you to believe what I'm saying. I want to show you in the Bible what I'm talking about. So next week I will have the scriptures for you to really show you what I'm talking about and stuff like that. Because I don't want you to, just go by what I'm saying. I don't want to do that.
The word is the truth.
The word is the truth. I want to prove my word with the word.
So
next week I'll get more on to about that scripture by explaining that to you. And stuff like that. But, like I say, I don't think time will allow me to go through here and try to find, to find the scripture, the right scripture for you. So I really want to sit down and study and make sure that I show myself approved and that what I'm teaching is teaching right. I don't want to teach my own philosophy. That's what a lot of people do. I don't want to do that. But I definitely get back with you and get some scriptures here and back up what I'm talking about. So that way you can read them yourself and so that you can understand. Once I show you the scripture, then you will know. And I don't want you to say that John said it. I want you to realize that it's what God said.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm not the one to judge. If you find the word, then that's great. I mean, I don't know. I'm just like thinking, like, really? I never knew that. Because if everybody, then that's a good thing. I mean, I guess, but I never knew that.
So everybody got the opportunity. So once he died on the cross for everyone. They gave everybody the opportunity.
Yeah, I know everybody has the opportunity.
But like I said, we'll get
just to make sure. I want to make sure too.
next week we'll get deep into it, and I'll go through the scriptures and show you what I'm talking about.
But go ahead and pray us out, walking justice.
Okay. God, I'd like to approach your throne and keep us in your prayers and keep us, the Holy Spirit, where it needs to be. And let everyone out there to hear my sign of my voice to let them know that they have the opportunity and that the Holy Spirit is within them. Only thing they have to do is reach down and pull it up out of there. It's within them and that you love them and you want to give them the opportunity to really understand your love. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all have a great afternoon.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.